Satan wears many hats, my friends. Many hats. I heard a preacher a while ago talking about how the Exorcist movies, and y'all remember these movies, if you like me from the West, from America, the Exorcist movies were big. And the devil possessed this little girl, like not even just like a demon. Part of the scariness of the movie was this is the devil himself. And, you know, she was vomiting and the teeth and the, the face and the chapped lips. I mean, give that girl some chapstick, you know. And she's floating on the ceiling and doing all kind of nastiness. And it was just, I mean, it sold in the West. How this did such damage to our collective psyche. Because suddenly if you don't see the devil looking like that, he must not be around. And how that hat that the devil wears, that in history demons have shown, is not how they have to show. So there was possession. This was very real. In Jesus' day, we see him casting out devils. He gives that as one of the powers he gave to the apostles, to the disciples, his original themselves, is the ability to heal the sick and cast out devils. And they did it. And that's how things went. And, demonic possession is a very real thing. It is very real. But it doesn't have to look like the Exorcist movie. And usually does not. And so is it therefore not present? Well, that is another type of demonic manifestation that would deny it, right? Very interesting sociological insight for me was many, many years ago, there was a school district that they had this mascot. And they wanted to change the name of their school mascot to the Bullies. And the bully mascot that somebody in the school had drawn, probably a student, had drawn was a picture of basically like a brawler, you know, a person with a very low-lying cap, fists kind of up, couldn't see the face, but clearly not somebody you want to tangle with. And the idea was that they are going to bully you, you know, on the courts. They're going to bully you on the field. They're going to push you around because this is their house kind of thing. And I thought it was a great name for a school. Didn't invest much time in it, but I said, oh, the Bullies, that's cool. But people in the district were saying this isn't right. Shouldn't do it. Bullies, you know, bullying is a big problem, and I have seen this. It is a problem for every parent. You don't want your kid being bullied or bullying somebody else, you know. And I've seen videos that just broke my heart of kids suffering from bullies, and it is a real problem. But the school district was petitioned to not allow the team to be changed to the Bullies. And the arguments went, I read it in an article, that bullies implies a very negative thing for people. People have suffered through bullying, and it's a very negative connotation, and we shouldn't have this because we're good and we don't want to see people suffering emotionally. And so the school was not allowed. They voted not to change their name to the Bullies. But the article didn't finish there. It concluded, having a whole scope view of what had happened in this district, which again, I believe was in California, where they did end up changing the name of the school, the teams for its school. I don't remember what the names were, what the name was, but the article listed what they had changed the name to. They became the Red Devils. And the mascot was something like what you see among the Blue Devils, you know, like a devil's face. And what's remarkable about this, if you have a biblical worldview, you'll already see it. How interesting is that? That a group of individuals, adults, can come together and say bullying is wrong and it evokes negative emotion and we shouldn't change the name of our school to the Bullies, but the Red Devils was fine. At least it was allowed to be changed to that. Maybe everybody didn't agree with it, but a majority rule, and that's what they changed the mascot to. Because there's no connotation. We all know the devil's fictitious, right? I mean, there's no negative emotions evoked in someone to see Satan personified. What an interesting sociological insight into Western culture today. And I'm reminded, my family and I were listening recently on a drive to the audible version, the audio reading audible version of C.S. Lewis's inimitable Screwtape Letters. C.S. Lewis had some horrible theology. He was not a scholar, he was not a pastor, but undeniably brilliant Christian thinker. I have no doubt he was filled with the Holy Spirit. I do not deny that, despite his decrepit and horrible theology in many areas. I thank God for his servant, C.S. Lewis. I wouldn't want to hear him as a pastor, but again, great writer. And he wrote in the Screwtape Letters, you know, if your client thinks of devils, let him think of something in red tights. Some fictitious character. Some silly, frivolous nothing. And the thing that comes to mind today, that as I make this short drive, I wanted to record a thought to bless anybody thinking in this day and age, as Christians, thinking through matters of faith and life, is just to think about this. Satan wears many hats. He does not come most often as a frothing, demon-possessed girl who needs chapstick. What he's going to come as today, the demons, the devils, is a law-abiding, nice person. So long as the gospel is not preached as that which delivers man from himself, the devil is quite content for its flourishing. That will bring many hats. Many hats. The most common being that of kindness and love and respect. The kind of kindness, love, and respect that denies that man needs to repent and trust in Jesus or perish, but kindness, love, and respect nonetheless. That's a hat that the devil wears, a tempter. A tempter. Not a frothing at the mouth devil, not always. If that works, the demons will do it. But friends, if life in other manners will distract you from Christ, the devils are quite content to foster that in your life. And again, in Lewis's letter, one of the Screwtape counsels Wormwood, the junior demon, that you young demons are you want to report spectacular evil, but your client doesn't need to murder if cards will do the trick. This is very insightful, because this is how Satan comes. He comes as a gorgeous man or woman. My kids are getting old enough where, you know, they'll watch TV and occasionally they'll come to a show that we don't want them watching. And I walked in on one the other day where my wife had watched a minute of it and said, okay, you guys can watch this. And when I walked in, it was a girl, arms thrown up, very deep lighting, and her voice was changed to like a guttural, demonic male voice. And there was like green fire behind us, witchcraft. And her arms were thrown up and she was clearly casting some kind of spell. And it just turned my stomach, spiritually speaking. And I said, whoa. And my kids looked at me like, whoa. And we were like, whoa. And then we turned it off because we're not going to watch that. And then a few minutes later, they put on a Disney movie that was a teeny bopper movie about, you know, romance between this little 17-year-old boy and a little 17, 16-year-old girl. And I said, you know, guys, I'm not sure which is worse. Pause this for a moment. And we talked about it. And I said, I want you to be aware of the hats that the devil wears. And it's so layered that we as Christians need to understand that people promoting devilish ideology don't need to be devil worshipers. Directly, they don't know it. They think they're doing something good. But if we have a biblical worldview, we need to understand. And what I confronted my children about is the hat that the devil wears that would say, you can be good without God. That is a very prominent evil in Western culture today. You can live your life and be happy and be fulfilled and joyous, and you don't need Jesus. You don't need God. All you need is a boyfriend or a girlfriend and friends and good times and just have a good life. And God is, oh, whatever, if there is a God, whatever it is, he or she, God is very angry with people who call him her, by the way, side note over, then you're going to be fine. Just be happy. Don't judge anybody. That is a very common demonic lie in my culture today. Don't judge anybody. That's of the devil. Now, there is a wrong judgment, but Christians are called to judge. And to just throw out judgment as if calling sin is, as calling sin is sin, is evil. No, we're called to judge rightly. And some things are evil. And when we see it, we're to expose it and not be hypocritical in it. And those who are not hypocritical, that have gotten the beam out of their eye, should see clearly to remove, in comparison, anybody else's speck from their own beam. But this is a Satan attempt. This is a Satan attack. This is a Satan worldview. You can be happy and nice and pleasant and get along and have fun times. Fun, 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 fun. And you don't need Jesus. So you watch these Disney shows. And of course, typically the parents are presented as idiots or barely around. The kids are running the show, literally, and in their lives. And the parents are basically big kid idiots. They're usually the comic relief in these Disney shows. And what's not present is ever going to a church. Talk about God. A Bible? Forget it. It's not there. And so there's a more subtle evil, which the directors and writers may or may not be aware of. Again, I think the devil is so real, they might be aware and thus doing what they're doing on purpose. But chances are, they just, that's not what we're trying to do. We're just trying to have fun. And what it relays to kids is that you can go your entire life, as these shows, some of them will do. We've watched them as a family and enjoy even older shows that do teach good values, like Boy Meets World. Parents, I mean, some of the later episodes, yeah, they get a little provocative, but it deals with real issues. You know, everybody's, you know, condemned before God as fornicators. That's a real legitimate issue, and it, you know, it's part of the shows. It gets a little dicey at points, but overall, we enjoy letting our kids watch the show Boy Meets World. And it follows a kid from like 8 years old or something through marriage and post high school into college, etc. And it teaches respect of teachers, and it teaches good values like family, etc. But what's missing from the whole show is Christ. And so what's conveyed is a world that is just anything but under the heavens. And that, while not needing chapstick, frothing at the mouth, girl, evil is not that bad. Satan is quite content if you're happy on your way to hell. If he can distract you, as long as the drugs don't wear off, as long as the fun remains to keep you from considering your mortality, your relationship to the cross of Jesus Christ, I promise you the devil will push the NFL, the NBA. The last football game I watched straight up was 1986. I could not care less about people carrying pieces of pig over pieces of chalk. I don't care. It's boring. All of it is boring to me. I got other things to do. But does that mean I'm against sports? No, I'm against the idolatry of sports and that it takes up people's time, that people are can tell you what a certain linebacker did from high school through current stats but can't name four of the Ten Commandments. I'm a little more concerned about things men should be worried about, sure. But that doesn't mean I'm against sports, period. But if the NFL will keep you from Jesus, you don't need to be raping women. And the junior devils are taught to be quite content, because for eternity, you'll be food for them. C.S. Lewis kind of presenting that in a wrong way, too, in his amazing work, The Screwtape Letters. The devils aren't in control of hell. God is. But, you know, he presents it as, in many ways, so insightfully right. The wiles of the devil were not to be ignorant of. This is just one of them. Parents, if you're a young person listening to this, just know that the devil wears many hats. One of them is the dragon. And when you see the Taliban saw off somebody's head with a machete to frighten a million, that's a dragon. It's blatant. It's in your face. And then there's the paper-pushing bureaucrat Democrat who just wants pro-choice and transgenderism and homosexuality. That's another devil's hat. And you need to be aware of it. And then there's the Disney movies that may not put such things in your face. They'll try to, but just want to present a world that's okay without considering the cross of Christ. That's another evil. It's not okay to not be a Christian. It's not okay. Under heaven, you will die condemned for your sin. Don't forget that. So if somebody wants to sell you a worldview that's filled with the things God created, like friends and family and maybe even a little wine, have a good time in life and have fun. I'm taking my kids to an indoor water park and a zoo in the next few days. We're going to have a blast. I am Mr. Fun. I talked to my kids about this when we discussed this the other day about these Disney shows. But of course, Disney is now pushing pure evil like homosexuality and transgenderism. Disney is pushing it. Okay, let the pagans serve me. Entertain me, pagan. Okay, sell me my genes. But my kids will know from a biblical worldview the truth against you. Parents, be aware. Kids, be aware. Talk about the ways that Satan comes. Because if you think you're going to see ha, 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 something in red tights everywhere, and if you don't see that, then the devil must not be present, you're on very dangerous territory. And now I'm just discussing some ways that the devil comes. There are others, of course. There are other religions masquerading as truth, Catholicism, etc., masquerading as truth that are complete lies. Mormonism, the Jehovah's Witnesses. I mean, these are things close to Christ in that they claim to be Christian and open a Bible, but they will take you to hell. We need to be aware of how Satan comes in a pontifical throne. There are many ways how he manifests, and we can't be ignorant of them. Unless you're circumcised and keep the law of Moses, you cannot be saved. Paul said, eternally condemned are you if you preach that. And you might preach everything else true. See how Satan comes and how subtle be his tactics. Be wise in the world. Think about this. Look at this in Scripture. Think about the impact of it in your culture today. And I hope this short message helps you ferret this out in your faith for your joy and for your strength. In Jesus' name, God bless.